Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaesu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
All right, this is Jaesu. I'm here at Toronto Comic Con, and I'm here with another great cosplayer, Candy Cosplay. Nice to meet you.
Hi, nice to meet you, too.
So how's your Toronto Comic Con been this weekend?
It's been epic. It's my first time doing this.
Okay.
So it's been an experience in like a half, and it's been amazing. Everyone's made me feel welcome.
So this is your first cosplay event ever?
Well, no, I've gone to other mini-cons, okay, but as like having a booth.
Oh, nice.
As a guest, it's been my first.
Oh,
and
right
I was more nervous as a guest being invited than just walking around.
Who are you dressed as today?
I'm dressed as Sona from League of Legends.
Oh, nice. Nice. How did you get your start in cosplay? What was the first event you ever went to?
My first event was Fan Expo, but I didn't dress up. And then I felt left out when I went. And then my best friend, she took me to Anime North the following year, and I dressed up as Tifa from Advent Children, Final Fantasy, and I felt like I fit in. I was like, this is where I belong.
Nice.
And I've been doing it ever since.
Cool. And this is probably a weird question for you, or maybe you can't choose because they're all your favorites. Do you have a favorite costume of all the ones you've
Yes, I do. My Lady Loki. I was her yesterday, actually.
I saw the pictures on your
yes
Facebook page. Fantastic.
I feel, I guess, powerful in it, I guess you say, because it's a god.
Definitely.
Yes.
Definitely. Do you have a favorite con experience and a least favorite con experience?
I have to say one of my favorite con experiences was actually here. This little girl came up to me in my Lady Loki costume, and she just, like, ran into me and hugged me. And it just, I was like, aw, and I made her day that I was as Loki. And she was, like, just clung to me, and I loved it. And worst con experience, I have to say, is I had somebody run at me because they wanted to see me and hug me, and they almost took me out.
Oh, that's not good.
She apologized afterwards, but she caught me off balance, so I almost fell backwards.
Okay. What kind of future costumes are you working on?
I'm working on a Maleficent, actually.
Nice.
Yes, a Maleficent in a Super Sonico. So,
oh, right on.
Fingers crossed, Sonico gets finished. Maleficent is, I have parts to it, and I have a robe that I'm going to alter and turn into it, because it looks like I just got to add the neck piece. I misplaced it, and I need to find it by June.
Nice. Now, what are some of the next conventions you're going to?
I will be at Anime North next in May, and then I will be at Niagara Falls Comic Con in June, and then after that, Fan Expo.
Actually, I'll ask you about Anime North, because we've never been, and we're trying to go this year. What's that whole experience like?
Oh, it's a different experience than here. There's more, like, the costume ratio is more than people out of costume. It's like, when you start, like, getting closer, it's like a sea of people in costume. And it's just amazing, like, to see how much work people put into things. It's just stunning. Like, just, yeah, it's mind-blowing.
Cool. Have you ever done FrostCon? We started going there this year.
I've never done FrostCon. I've heard it's pretty good.
Oh, fabulous.
And I've never done. I would like to do it in the future.
Nice. Where can people go to check out some of your costumes on social media?
You can go to my Facebook page at Candy's Cosplays at facebook.com.
Okay.
So.
Nice. Well, it was very nice meeting
you.
And thanks for your time. Continued success.
Yes, thank you.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.